limitations. We bless the name of the Lord. We exalt you. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are saved. Bible says, wherefore God hath so highly exalted him and given him a name, that at the mention of that name every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. We bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we bless you. Pray in the spirit and give him praise. Labo zesti capro shikam bradi ala kabasi dabalai. It's always a blessing in his presence. Lord, we give you praise. Zibasata bambrias takabaladabas kibaradabas. Ratiga paranzi debaladabakuriada. Zizabandi zataparos kaprasia. Come on, pray in the spirit. Hold hands across this building. Inside and outside. Hold hands and let's pray in the spirit. In a moment of prayer. Come on, pray in the spirit. Randos to parakete bararabos, raketa bolsa tepe sataya, rata babababababa, rekomba seke maria dabos sataya rararara, rapate sata bararabos, rakante baska parete kosa, rapate kodo to batalia naba, rakante kosa tepe sa, come on, play in the spirit, hold hands and generate energy, come on, power in the heavens. You're here tonight to build your spirit, man. Building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Use capacity to hold the glory of God. Use capacity. Your faith will rise as you pray in the Spirit. Your capacity to believe God.
Don't be tired. Don't be weary. Conquer your flesh. Conquer the limitations of your body. Let your spirit man prevail in strength. Let your spirit man prevail in power.
There
will be a breaking of the outer man. There will be a breaking of the outer man and a release of fresh grace, fresh glory. Come on, pray. Ratabakareko, Reparikata, Rababata Sete, Rekoto Sekete Bata, Rabadigate, Reproto Parika, Rabroto Sotobaya, Rakatabarikataya. Let your voice be known in the realm of the Spirit. Let your voice be known in the realm of the Spirit. Outside pray. Go outside. Make sure you're praying. Make sure you're praying. We're here for business tonight. We're here for business tonight. Make sure you're praying.
Strength
is coming. Strength is coming upon your weakness. Strength is coming. You will be stronger than when you started. Don't be weary. Press for more. The Lord has spoken to you that you call upon His name. We break limitation.
At
the least among us, be as great as David. Enlarge your capacity. Enlarge. Expand. Increase. Break forth on the left. Break forth on the right. Create capacity for the glory. Create capacity for the glory.
Power, authority, power in the heavens. limitation. In the spirit, break limitation. The spirit of prayer is all over this building. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer.
Up your Bibles, Luke 18. We are here for business. Let me tell you something. The kind of Christianity that does not stretch you for greatness will only treat you. Are you listening to me? We are building capacity that you become a man and a woman of faith, a man and a woman of grace. Luke 18. Verse 1. And it's unto them to this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Look up. And he spoke a parable. And this was the purpose of the parable, to demonstrate the fact that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Let me tell you something. Every time we come for prayer, there are many believers that our prayers are not effectual, because whenever we come to pray, we are thinking about needs, we are thinking about demons, we are thinking about limitations. I need to help you understand the purpose of prayer. Tonight we are going to be interceding. Hallelujah. We are teaching ourselves to be mature, to rise beyond the childishness that causes men to be under the limitations of this system. Rise up, then you grow and be strong. It says, strong meat are for them that are mature, who by reason of use have exercised their spiritual senses. Hallelujah. The men ought always to pray. Listen. There are three levels of heaven as taught in Scripture. The first is our atmosphere. The Bible calls it the third heaven. Are you listening to me? The second is the spiritual environment, the realm of the spirit. The Bible calls it the second heaven. The third heaven is heaven, the place where God lives. It's called the heaven of heavens. Watch this. From the second heaven down to the earth has been given under the authority of man. When he said, let them have dominion, it became scripturally incorrect for God to invade this realm without the partnership and the cooperation of a man. Are you listening to me? That's why for 430 years, with all his ability, he could not rescue the nation of Israel, because he needed a man who can align with his will. Every time God wants to change a people and invade a territory, he begins to move, searching for men who will align. And then he said, when you pray this, let your kingdom, I, as a custodian, I enter partnership with you to permit your kingdom to come by enforcing your will here upon the earth. So every time we pray, we are not just praying for demons or needs. Spiritually, when you begin to pray, the Holy Ghost brings you to a position of alignment. There is an alignment that happens to your spirit man. And then at that point, God will begin to reveal to you through visions and revelations and insight in the spirit, the counsel of God for that moment. And then as a king, in partnership with the king, you begin to decree according to the things that you have received by alignment. So when we are praying in the spirit, it's one proof of our partnership. When we become a prayerless generation, we will cripple the will of the Father. For the will of man can prevail over the will of God. When God desires to do a thing and men do not cooperate with him, they will frustrate the manifestation of his grace. According to the prophecy that was given Abraham, Israel was supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years, but they spent 430 years until a man was found prepared and ready. That's why when God finds a man that aligns with his will, God would rather a nation die for that one man, because it takes stamina, it takes endurance to be in partnership with the Spirit. And this is what we are teaching you. It takes stamina, friends. But when you align, you will command power in the heavens. You will make decrees over territories and open up gates over nations. true apostolic spirit builds men to be men and women of power, not just understanding. It's not just enough to have understanding. There are many people who have revelation, but no power to back up and demonstrate that which they have. You must build capacity in the spirit. You must enlarge your capacity to receive His glory and His virtue and His power, all that He is and all that He represents. Hallelujah. There is a mandate upon our generation, hear me, and we cannot fail. Are you listening to me? We cannot fail. The Bible says in Obadiah 21, speaking about us, it says, and saviors shall come out of Zion, and they shall judge the mount of Ephraim. There are different mountains that are being built, and the sons of Zion need to arise and train themselves to judge the mount of Ephraim, that the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ. Psalm 2, very quickly, we're going to be interceding. Darkness glooms over the face of this nation with the growth of terrorism and insecurity. Everyone is afraid everywhere. There is fear. You see it in the eyes of people. You see it in the eyes of families. Great leaders are afraid. When you look at the eyes of our president, you know he needs help. All the leaders are confused. When you look at the eyes of ministers in various churches and assemblies, you see fear. There is terror across the horizon of this nation. Said, let there be light. And there was light. I say, ye are that light. Ye are that light. Darkness arises, spreading across everywhere in this country. Corruption has become the order of the day. There are several things that are crippling the progress of this nation. Men and women living in fear. Families in fear. The recession is eating up families. Many of us know what I'm talking about. The Bible says, the Lord stands in the congregation of the mighty and He begins to judge. He says, for how long will you watch this happen to people and you keep quiet? He said, they know not, neither do they understand. They grope in darkness, and so the earth is out of court. Have I not said that ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High? He said, but you shall die like men and fall like one of these princes. Psalms 2. Many people are weak. Many believers are getting afraid and asking, is this journey worth it? Fear. Many people are collecting visas to run out of Nigeria. Is Nigeria at the verge of its splitting? What is going on in this country? Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. For he who sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His great displeasure. 6. Yet have I set my king upon the holy throne of Israel. He said, why do the nations rage? Why are these things prevalent? Where are the sons? Where are those that the Bible calls the light and the salt? Religion has cheated us and reduced our Christianity to a God who is an errand boy, who you send to go and bring you greatness, you send to bring you prosperity, and then we are not conscious of what is happening in society. And shame on pastors and ministers whose God is their belly, and all they think about is their church and their ministry. There are homes and families dying every day in this country, and men and women are rising gullible to the things and the deceit of Satan. Where are they that name the name of Christ? But there must be a voice. Either God is not alive, or all that He has told us in the world is a lie. But there must be kings and priests who will arise and say, Lord, stretch thy right hand and bring justice and liberty. We have been taught a selfish Christianity that thinks only about me, myself, and I. My marriage, my breakthrough, my CGPA, my grace, my this and that. And we measure our progress based on the crowds that come and the progress we are making. We are buying new suits. How about the territory and environment? A true apostolic ministry will challenge people and systems. And I've been bothered about the things that are happening. 3 days ago, the Lord showed me the future of what is going to happen in this nation in a dream. I saw it. I shared it with them. That which we have seen, that which we have heard, the secrets of the Lord only belong to them that fear Him. We have men dull of sight and dull of hearing. We have made covenant with food and the things of this earth that cripple us and limit us from rising beyond the limitations of this realm. Ministry is about sacrifice, not pleasure. For if you are not ready to be a servant, find something else and do. Hallelujah. I saw great judgment coming upon this nation. Great judgment. About 5 days ago, I had a vision and I saw a sword. It was planted upon the earth and its top reached to the heavens. And the Lord kept zooming it, and when I came close, I saw that on top of the sword was a throne, and the Lord Himself was seated on the throne. In other words, He's saying, son, I'm not scratching my head wondering what to do. I needed to understand that no man can dethrone me. I sit in a height that no matter what happens. Hold on, don't rejoice yet. I have not finished the dream. Why then does it look like God has been fired from His throne? Bible says the heaven of heavens belong to Him, but the earth has He given to the sons. The earth has He given to the sons. What we see in the world today is a product of mismanagement. And our concept of Christianity must rise beyond our personal comfort to affect society. The Bible says that God gave us the Spirit for certain reasons. We have reduced Him to a Pentecostal phenomenon. One who teaches us how to do business or how to get all the things we need. For how long? Listen, friends, when you hear that people are dying and there is chaos in this city, do not be like Esther. For when Esther was enjoying the comfort of the palace, and Mordecai told her, he said, could it be that God put you in this position for such a time to bring liberty? And she was enjoying the comfort. He said, do not think when they finish with us, you will be spared. There are many believers who will be shocked because they are sitting down in their comfort and thinking that money can do everything. And they are finding expressions in the fortitude of their vanity. But God is calling a people who know how to generate power and pray. Men who understand. Let me tell you what happened. When I had this dream, I saw that the military people were prosecuting some, you know, people, groups and all of that. And suddenly, I found out that I was also in the midst of the people being prosecuted. And I wondered, I said, Lord, what is the meaning of this? And then the person who was accusing the people also joined me in the list and was accusing me. He was saying, you are responsible. You are also standing and you are watching. And you are comfortable. And I was surprised. Do you really believe that you have power in the heavens over territories? Is it just a Friday to Friday satisfaction? Oh, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. When will that deposit of the Spirit in you begin to shift things in the Spirit? We have been made to become a lazy generation of believers. But this kind of attitude will not make us kings. And so in this moment of prayer, God is counting upon us. Every time I stand, I feel the Master saying, is my hand too short that I cannot save? What happened to the might of my right hand that brought the nation of Israel out of captivity? Is God so crippled? We must come to a point where we realize that there are rights in the kingdom, but there are also responsibilities in the kingdom. We know our rights as Christians. We must now know our responsibilities as generals. The purpose of rights is so that you will be responsible. Hallelujah. And tonight, we are going to close very early, but we are going to intercede. We are going to pray for this nation and the territories. Listen, you better take this prayer point serious tonight. Are you listening to me? Because when anything happens, it will affect your universities. It will affect your families. There are policies being enacted in the Senate. There are policies being enacted. There is wealth transfer, surprisingly, leaving believers and going into the hands of unbelievers. And we keep confessing and shouting and yelling and saying the wealth of the wicked is coming, rather than receiving strategies and in the place of prayer, aligning ourselves in the Spirit and say, Lord, how? Show us the pattern, so God. How is this going to happen? What responsibility do we have? God said, I cannot do this to Sodom and not show my friend Abraham. Hallelujah. And from that dream, I saw a ray of hope rising across the borders of this country. I saw it. I'm convinced. I'm not trying to guess. I saw that in a moment of time, there will be peace upon this nation. And God will use the most unlikely strategies. And I had in my spirit Jehoshaphat. For it shall be unto Nigeria as it were in the days of Jehoshaphat. It's not sword that will bring the victory. It's going to take men and women who understand the authority of the heavens over the earth. Hear me. This is the strategy God is giving. And those who have ears will hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We have seen the limitation of our bows and arrows upon this country. We need the power of prayer. For our fathers kept history for us in the Bible. And they showed us how prevailing prayer brought victory. Our father Elijah showed us how that in the power of prayer, you can shut rain over a territory. And by the power of prayer, you can decree rain to come back. Showed us how that you can rise upon Mount Carmel and judge the prophets of Baal. They have left a pattern that we should follow. If they follow them who through faith, they have lived. They left a mark in their generation. And today they have joined the cloud of witnesses. They are watching. The Bible says, them without us will not be made perfect. The turn and the battle is now upon our generation. And will we be the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Or will we sit down, moving in a childish Christianity that only presents God as the one who brings blessings for me, 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 me? I see hope rising on the wings of our prayer. Let hope rise
darkness trembles in your holy light.
That's what I see in my spirit. Help me worship us.
Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light.
Come on, prophesy. Let hope rise. John Knox was a man just like us, and he prayed over the territory of Scotland, and he told the Lord, he said, give me Scotland or I die. Our fathers of faith like Charles C. Finney, men and women who knew power in the heavens, and they would pray over cities and walk around those cities and go back, and revivals would break forth. Where did we keep the spirit of prayer and intercession? We lost it in our pursuit for prosperity. We lost it in our pursuit for ministry. We picked up that selfish spirit. Blessings of God, and left the responsibility that we have. But tonight, let hope rise. Over your family, over your state, over your nation. Very
well.
One more time. Raise the cry, General. Let hope out of his heart. Let hope rise. Come on, say. Let hope rise. Our intercession tonight is going to be a cry of hope. Say, Lord, listen. Tonight, I need you to remove your golden crown. Take off your priestly garment. We are stepping into the secret place. For the next few minutes, keep your seat. You want to lie down here, feel free. We are going to raise a cry of intercession. We take on kingdom responsibility. Come on, lift up your voice. Pray in the spirit over the borders of our land, over the borders of this nation. Lift up a cry, inside and outside. We cry for our leaders. We cry for this country. Your faith, we are alive. We are strong. Come on, intercede. We don't know what to pray for, as we ought to. For the spirit, make an intercession. Lord, let hope rise. Let hope rise over Nigeria. Let hope rise over the north. Let hope rise. Let peace reign. Let love reign. Let peace reign. Let love reign. We are one in the name of Jesus. We see a new Nigeria rising in faith, in power, where there is no corruption, where the band of corruption and wickedness is broken. Where our schools and our universities will pray for corrupted students. that a time will come when students will no longer be victimized in our universities. That a time will come when our parents will stop living from hand to mouth because of the wickedness of a few greedy and unscrupulous individuals. That a time will come when there be justice. That a time will come when social amenities will no longer be luxury in this country. Let our children only hear these as stories. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Can we sing it together? Let hope rise. Let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Prophesy. Let hope rise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Your Jerusalem is where you are. We are going to be interceding for Zaria. We are going to say, Lord, we lift up a hedge of protection across the borders of this land. We pray that the citizens in this land will live in peace, in love, in understanding, and unity. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray for the soldiers on the streets. Pray for the army. Pray for the leadership of this state. Bless them. Pray for those in authority. Lord, give strategy. Pray for the soldiers. Say, Lord, God bless them. God bless them. God bless their wives. God bless their children. Pray for the chairman of the local government. God bless them. Pray for the counselors. God bless them. Pray for the traditional leaders. God bless them. God bless them. God give them wisdom. Pray. Lord, give them wisdom. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we are going to decree. We are going to speak. You are not going to call Nigeria what you are seeing it. You will call it what the word of God says to be. Are you ready to prophesy? We must rise up. That if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Let the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Prophesy a new Nigeria, a blessed Nigeria. Prophesy justice, equity. Prophesy love, unity. Our borders are blessed. Every state is blessed. We are blessed with great leaders from the presidency to the governors, to the senators, to the members of the House of Reps.
We prophesy. We speak. Let the spirit be born. That every desert will be counted for a fruitful vine, and every vine be counted for a forest. We are alive. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Your kingdom come.
Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Bible says the earth is the Lord. The fullness thereof. The worlds and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place? That he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He said, this is a generation of them that seek thee, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Then he says, this is where our next prayer point is. Lift up your head, O ye kings, and be ye lifted, O ye ancient doors, that the King of glory will come in. Say, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle.
Hey!
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is his name. Hear me. I'd like us to pray, and by the power and the ability of God, we are going to dethrone the works of darkness across the border of this realm. For we are spiritual people, and we understand that nothing happens in this realm except that which is settled in the heavens. Bible says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of Christ. It's a bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. That we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. When Jesus was speaking, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He said there was war in heaven. That great serpent, he arose, and Michael and his angels fought, and he was casted down to the earth, and there was no more place found. We must put the devil where he belongs, in the place of prayer. It is true that it has been finished in Christ. He said, forever thy word. He didn't say it's settled in the earth. It's settled in heaven. It takes faith and partnership to settle the word in the earth. So we are going to be praying. We say, Lord, arise and judge the wickedness of men across the borders of this land. And we pray, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted. Come on, pray. O ye ancient doors, lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted. Ancient doors of corruption, ancient doors of wickedness.
Take a little bit of the
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you're going to intercede for yourself and for your family. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Job 5. Verse 19. Look at me. We thank God for the soldiers. We thank God for all the security mechanisms in this country. But let me tell you something. The greatest security is founded upon the Word of God. You must be fortified by the power of the Word. I bring you a message of hope. They that are with us are greater. Job chapter 5, verse 19. Pick up your Bibles, please. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch thee. Number 1, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. He said, thou shalt be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. Verse 24. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace. And thou shalt visit thy habitation and shall not sin. Hear me. The greatest spiritual fortification is to believe the word of God. Call your family. Some of you live in Maiduguri, Kano, and you know the things that are happening. Call your family members and tell them, I pray. Like Paul, while the ship was about to capsize, he told the people, he said, hold on. An angel appeared to me and said that there shall be no loss. And they rode safely and came to an island called Melita. Can I tell you something? Out of the ashes of what is happening will come a new Nigeria. I know this by the Spirit. We will be an envy to the world. There will be a demonstration of the heart and the love of God over this nation. I feel sorry for those who say this country will be divided by 2015. It was not amalgamated by Lord Lugard. It was an operation of the Spirit. The Lion of the tribe of Judah sits above. Above all, your kingdom reigns, your kingdom reigns. Above all, where the kingdom reigns, your kingdom reigns. Now pray for yourself and your family members. You say, Lord, they are protected in their going out and they are coming in. Pray. We are not receiving any bad news. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself as you move in and out of town. Pray. Direction. Discernment. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless you for being available. His eyes run to and fro. He's seeking for men.
With everything, we will stand for your glory.
Making ourselves relevant. Koinonia is not just a place of intimacy, it's a place of partnership. Partnership in the place of the word, partnership in the place of prayer. You will watch God step across the borders of this nation. We have not wasted our time tonight. I need you to know that God will bless you for interceding. He said, and when Job prayed for his friend, God turned aside his own captivity, and he had double of everything that he lost. Let there be peace. Let there be light. there be life in every state, every local government, every community. Let there be peace. Let the perpetrators of evil be judged by the King, the judge himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Throughout this week, we're going to be praying. Hallelujah. This whole week until Friday. Please, in your personal place of prayer, this week is not the time to pray for yourself. Are you listening to me? It's a time of intercession. In our room, in our places of prayer, let's lift up a cry. Let the Lord find a people who can agree with Him to end the hands of evil upon this nation. I have made myself available. I told Him with everything I have, I will shout for His glory. For me, it's not a special number. It's an allegiance. He said, give Him no rest until He makes Jerusalem a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to salute everyone in this place. It takes men who truly desire God and don't just want to get things from Him. When you become matured in the things of the kingdom, you will be relevant in the program of God, and God will rather a nation die for your sake. A lot of people sing and say, I shall not die, and they stop there. The scripture didn't end there. He said, but live to declare. Ye are the light of the world. You are the city that is set upon the hill of Zaria. Cannot be hidden. He said, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherein shall it be salted? It is of no good, but it will be thrown and trodden underfoot by men. He said, permit your light to so shine that men will see. We have taught these things as nice messages, but now is the time to walk in the reality of it. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. The definition of darkness is the world without me. I have a voice in the spirit. I may look ordinary, but I have power with God and power with men. And the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We can make a change and we can make a difference over what is happening. You may not be able to stand on the street, but you can be on your knees. You can pray. The Bible says, when Peter was captured, James was beheaded by Herod, and it pleased the people. And he was happy, wanting to cause catastrophe to Peter. He was bound in prison. 3 gates. The Bible says the brethren gathered themselves together and began to pray. And while they prayed, an angel stepped down, went into the prison, shook off those chains, and told Peter, follow me. Peter followed as though he was in a vision. And the gates began to open themselves. And when he brought him out, he led him. To a point that when he came to the door and knocked, when they saw him, they thought it was his angel. Every time we align with God and we pray, we give room for the ministering spirits who are sent to minister to they that be the heirs of salvation. Bible says he makes them wings. For us, he makes us flames of fire. You will see supernatural angelic intervention given by the power of the Spirit. Lord, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for grace. Thank you for grace. So I desire, O God, that we be relevant in your program. We repent of Christianity. We repent of religion. We repent of ministry. And all the things that make us look like we're making progress. But we are not in line with the things that you are doing. Bring us to that place and that plane in the spirit where you can find hope in us. Lord, even as we've sung tonight, let hope rise across the borders of this nation. Let hope rise across the borders of Zaria. Lord, we declare that you will preserve us in our going out and our coming in. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you're worshiping with us for the first time, please keep standing, everybody. You're worshiping with us for the first time, inside and outside.